Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Oh, hey, Brad.
Hey, Dean.
Do you ever wish we can talk directly to the listeners of By the Book?
You mean tell them how we really feel? I sure do.
Well, today is your lucky day.
Don't tell me. Is this the Husbands Speak episode?
Oh, you know it is.
That's right. It's another By the Book bonus episode, your between seasons treat, and this episode is called The Husbands Speak.
Today, we're answering letters from you, the listeners of By the Book, and joining us are our wives.
I'm Jolenta Greenberg, the wife of Brad.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer, the wife of Dean.
We have a lot of questions, so should we get into it?
Let's get to it, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's start off with this letter from Pedro. Pedro writes, "One of the best things about your podcasts are the interactions with your husbands. I admire Dean and Brad. They are awesome, inspiring, and cool. I like how patient they are with you and how they seem amazed by sometimes the smallest things. I would like to learn from them and be more like them. You thought most of your listeners were women. Think again."
Wow.
Wow, Pedro.
That's a great letter.
Wow.
It is.
Thank you for writing.
Very flattering.
Yeah.
And so nice.
You know what, Pedro? Actually, you are not the first man to write in to say that Brad and Dean are great role models. And so we really appreciate you writing in, but you are not the only one who's done that. Dean and Brad, are you surprised by that letter?
I guess a little. I don't think I'm doing anything particularly special.
You inspire me, Dean.
Well, obviously, I get up in the morning and my affirmation is, I want to be Brad. I want to be Brad.
Now that you know your role models, are you going to do anything different?
Yeah, I feel a lot of pressure now
to be an upstanding citizen. Every time I talk to my wife now, I have to think of Pedro.
Yeah, and be like,
wait,
don't, I can't
weird?
Let
that
him, I can't let Pedro down in this exchange I'm having with my wife.
But,
so thank you, Pedro.
Yeah, but I'm not, but I can't think of something I do in particular that would be role model-ish.
You're just a great husband, honey.
Oh, you're a great husband.
Both of you are great husbands. All right. Should we move on to this next question from Margot?
Yes. Margot says, Brad and Dean, what was it like to go from being the way you were before the podcast to after? Like having moments and conversations recorded and published, like singing in the morning, the haunting bathtub conversations, etc. Was there ever a debate on whether or not you would be featured in the podcast?
It has been a trip to see you guys, just living by these books so religiously, and then to all of a sudden you'll whip out your recorder or something and we'll sort of talk about it. And I am still in the moment often working out how I feel about it. So it's pretty raw.
Yeah.
I would agree. There's definitely a surprising element. When we first talked about it, and I said, sure, I'd gladly be part of this reality podcast situation, I had no idea
what you were getting into.
What I was getting into. I don't watch a lot of reality anything. And so I don't think I really understood just how often there would be recording or how often would have to react to stuff. And just like Brad, like, I'm processing things as I'm reacting, just like everybody does. And so sometimes I'm like, wait, that came out of my mouth?
Yeah, that reaction is what's on record as just like your actual opinion on this thing.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's on record.
And it's also funny just knowing that, like, I come home from work, I open the door, and, like, God knows what is going to be, like, the thing of the day that's in front of you.
There might be leak water.
Like, all of a sudden, there's, like, tarot cards, like, splayed out, like, all over the place. Or there's, like, a whole other way of arranging your house. Or there's, mantras written up on the chalkboard. I don't know if this is how you live, Dean, but there's mantras written up on a board.
Vision boards. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's yeah, it is a surprise.
Well, I have to ask, just following up on what Margot was asking, have you guys regretted anything that's ended up on tape?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, what was the fight we were...
Oh, about the blender.
Yeah.
This is from...
Wasn't that season one?
Season one. Oh. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah.
And I was using my, like, smoothie blender that, like, you blend the smoothie in the cup, you drink it out of,
Brad,
and he was using garlic in it.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, we've just had, like, moments that were very kind of specific to our relationship and our things. And you can... It's funny when you can feel your real life blending into, like, these books and these, you know, experiences that you guys are
and,
having.
And your guy friends would be like, dude, why were you such a dick when Jolie, like, wanted a smoothie cup? Yeah, just listen to her. Like our friends will be like, Brad, what the fuck? And it'll be, like, months. It'll be 6 months after that argument, a year after that argument.
And, honey, have you regretted anything?
I don't think so. You know what? The bathtub scene did cause some trouble. There was a lot of claiming that was not safe for work around my office.
You got some teasing in your office.
I got a little of that. Yeah, a little
That's
of that.
That's so funny.
And then at random, just NSF in the future, Dean. Like last weekend, a friend of mine from the office came running up to me in the office. She's like, you were on my car radio. I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? She's like, oh, well, one of my friends was listening to the podcast and you were there and we were listening to you and, oh, you were in the bath. And she just stopped. And then she was looking at me and remembering the scene. And then she went bright red and walked away. That was weird.
Well, we didn't really think about Dean's coworkers, did we?
No.
When we published that.
I was
that
not
piece.
Thinking about them no. when I was in yeah. the bathtub, no.
Next, we have a letter from Sydney. She says, I just want Brad and Dean to know that when I'm having a bad day, I listen to the KonMari tidying episode. My day might be bad, but it comforts me to know it's not as bad as Brad just wanting to slice a damn strawberry or Dean wanting to use a sponge.
Oh.
I was going to say, when I'm having a good day, I try to bring myself down by listening to that.
When I want to remember, like, just pure rage, I listen to that. But Brad, you love KonMari now.
No, yeah. I think I've taken that on more than you have in, like, our life where I do that all the time. I think it's inevitable that you guys end up living by these books and Dean and I end up taking some of these things on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this kind of segues into the next question from Stephanie. Stephanie wants to know what has been the husband's favorite or alternatively least hated of the books this season. So we're going to move away from KonMari.
Least hated.
In this most recent season, season two, do you have any favorite books or do you have other book suggestions that you could offer?
Five Love Languages was easily, like, my favorite because it totally, I think, just opened up my mind as to, like, how we, not just how we communicate with each other, but actually, like, just how we perceive the things that other people do to us. Like, I did not understand that if I'm doing an act of service for Jolenta, that she sees that as love in a different way than when I, like, bring her home a gift. Like, she'd be like, oh, I like, could really use, you know, you doing some chores right now. And I'd be like, but I bought you flowers. And she'd be like, okay. Like, but, and I didn't.
I'm with Jolenta on that one.
Yeah, I did not realize that one thing actually looks like love to you in a way that some of these other things don't. It was, like, totally instructive, totally opened my eyes. I really liked it.
And what about you, honey?
I did love Kristen Meinzer getting up in the mornings. Just
what?
The raw hatred that like poured off her first thing in the morning was a great way to
Why
start
would
the day.
You like that?
I'm totally kidding.
Oh my God. That was
really
the worst.
But wait, you're a morning person too, right?
I'm a morning person.
Me
yeah.
too.
Right.
And so I thought that like I really wanted that book to work. Mm-hmm. I wanted that book to work so much and for both of you guys to become these morning people, these go-getters, these level 10 sort of women. I was very excited.
Did you just say that? You'll have
He's
we'll
trolling us.
Oh my God.
This is, I just know how to.
Yeah, welcome to my marriage. No.
Do you want to say a book that you actually did like?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you
so
like.
So I kind of liked the Higa book. That was a surprise to me. That was a really pleasant surprise.
But
to
isn't
me.
That just like living with me all the time?
Pretty much.
It was
which
Christmas
is why maybe that was why
That's
I
why
liked
you're,
it. So
you're
much.
Drawn to it, obviously.
And it was so natural for you, and it fit really well. I had never really thought about like the structure of what Higa meant or anything mm-hmm. like that. Gave some language to many of the things that I like to do as well, which was kind of good.
I really liked Higa too, and actually, like KonMari, I think it's something that I ended up like. I still live with it. Like I still have my what's my nook? What's the nook called?
Your Higa Krog?
My Higa Krog. I feel like I have like made that part of my day. I really like that one too.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. The love languages, I agree with you, Brad. That was really good. It gave a structure to some conversations that I didn't have before. And that was pretty neat.
At the risk of being like a Neanderthal, like I'm like, I didn't even know some of these things. And it's like, duh. Like, come on, Brad, come on. But it was helpful.
Lindsay has a great question. Lindsay says, Brad and Dean, have you learned anything completely new about your spouses through this process? Do you think your relationships are better as a result?
Yeah, I think I've learned a lot through some of this. I'm going to come back to the love languages again. Mm-hmm. I think that definitely put some language around things that I had either been not aware of or not thinking about, but it gave me a way to talk about them. I think that was definitely, I learned a lot about Kristen and how she loves, which is
Aww.
Good. I mean, not that I wasn't bad at it.
Are you touching Kristen a little less or like at strategic times now?
No, it's just constant.
Pretty much okay,
all
okay.
the time. I'm touching her right now.
No, I can see you and you are lying.
Yeah, but she's thinking about me touching her.
Oh my God, Dean!
This is uncomfortable.
No, your coworkers are never going
to
want
to. It's uncomfortable. It gets uncomfortable
reassuringly on the shoulder. Reassuringly on the shoulder. What were you guys thinking about?
This is like, this table that we're sitting at is like bathtub shaped. It's making me
yeah,
cold.
It's true.
Oh,
it's
is.
True. Wait. Let's just get back to the question. Learning something new.
So one thing that I feel like I've been learning sort of throughout this season with you, Jolenta, is your ADHD diagnosis and like how you've been living with it. And it's been so interesting and inspiring to see you learn about it and to talk about it and to deal with it and even use some of these books in your life to kind of like make new connections. And so I've been learning, that's just sort of like an overall thing, but that was happening in like real time as you were living some of these books. And so I feel like I know you better because of some of, you know, this work that you guys have been doing.
Aw, that's
nice.
A sweet thing. I mean, if it weren't for this show, I don't think I would have looked at myself and my brain and my habits enough to like ever get diagnosed, to ever like be like, something else is going on too.
Wow.
So I really do think that this show helped me like get some stuff sorted out.
Wow. I can't believe this show is actually changing lives. Wow.
For real.
I mean, yeah. At least mine. And like, honestly, that was my whole point of doing it. Like,
I'm so happy.
Get my shit together.
I'm so happy.
Thanks. So yeah, good. I'm getting a little emotional now. I don't like this.
Well, it's about to get more emotional because listen to this question from Patricia. Patricia says, hi, I love the podcast. Just a quick idea. I've been reading the R1 Fight series in Slate, where couples explain the one fight they have over and over and over again for years. And I'm wondering if there's one thing you always fight about with your spouses. Thank you.
What do we always fight about? Do we fight about money a little bit? Not really. We had a tough year with money, and we had
yeah,
a few,
we did have a tough year a lot with of money.
We had a tough year with money, and we had a lot of tough money conversations, and those were like, they were almost fights sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it's we're just lovers, not fighters.
Oh, we fight all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, you guys are the fiery couple on the show. I mean,
we're the fiery ones, Brad.
Well, some people have written in and said that, like, oh, Jolenta and Brad are fiery.
They write.
And
you're right.
Dean and Kristen, they're a different kind of couple. Yeah.
Yeah. We're called the immature, insecure kind.
I was going to say, we're just insecure
people.
No, whereas, like, you guys are grown-ups.
I don't think so.
That's what we think.
I think you guys are fiery.
We fight about past relationships. We'll fight about chores. We'll fight about, like, what we mean to, like, it's a lot of, like, you said this in a tone that, like, wasn't respectful of me. And the other person will be like, I'm not saying it in any tone. And the other person will be like, you are now. Like, it's a lot of that.
We're really good at escalating nothing into something real fast.
So, like, love languages have been good.
Yeah. Love languages.
Like, quiet language. That was good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I thought you were going to talk about the dog.
Oh, right. I would say, Brad, our biggest fight is about the dog and enforcing rules, because the dog needs very strict rules and boundaries because he's an insane little dog.
But he's so cute
and he's not allowed in the bed. But, oh, Brad needs to have a two-hour nap today, and look who's in the bed with him the whole time. Brad gets selfish and derails the dog training
to make him be naughty.
See, Jolenta, you and I are exactly the same this way, because I am much more the tough love person and boundaries and
rules.
So on. And Dean is much more the, oh, but
hugga.
I love a sauce.
Hugga, but cuddles.
Yeah.
Little guy wants to cuddle. What are you going to do? Totally. Tell him no. Come
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah, you have to tell him no all the time. Otherwise, he thinks he runs a show and then he marks that one spot in the bedroom all the time.
Nah, I think he just wants to be friends.
Brad and Dean just need to move in together and have a dog.
Have a dog that pees everywhere.
Yeah.
And then Jolenta and I can have a well-behaved dog.
Yeah, we'll have a dog that's trained and sleeps in its own bed and, like, lets itself out.
Oh, and he's going to, like, absolutely. You know, and he's going to be, like, obsessed with, like, will I get into the right college because my mom's
exactly.
So he's going to raise a very insecure
dog. And your dog's going to be like, I'm taking a 20-year gap year and, like, oh, did you know there's good surfing in Australia?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to eat my own poop.
Yeah.
It's all going to kill you.
Okay, let's take a complete turn here with a question from Stella. What were Dean and Brad's high school experiences like?
Well, I grew up in a small university town on the bottom of the planet, in a small-ish high school. I was a Dungeons and Dragons guy and a computer nerd. And, like, you know, if there was an AV club, I probably would have been in it. That was just, you know, like, you guys have all seen that movie. I was that guy. Other weirdness, it was an all-boys high school.
Oh, hey.
I played every sport and sucked at all of them.
I was going to say, like, I was somebody who was very much like I flitted about from, I was in the drama club. I was on sports teams. I was like in like nerdy classes. I was a bit of a dweeb, but a very friendly dweeb.
Mm. I think you guys are both alike. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, super social dweebs is what it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jolenta and I would have hated each other in high school.
I would have called Brad a friend collector in high school.
She was like a bad girl.
Well, yeah, I say I hated school, barely went, lived to like get drunk and go to clubs on the weekend.
Me and you too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this would not have worked.
I was not in high school.
Yeah, in high school, Brad would have thought I was a fuck up, and I would have thought he was like the biggest tool.
Well, I was.
I love you, honey.
I don't think Dean and I ever would have talked to each other in high school.
Yeah, I would have just had nothing to do.
Wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Just don't think it would have happened.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what kind of a guy you were, I wouldn't have talked to you.
Well, Brad, I wouldn't have talked to you in high school, and I'm not going to talk to you during this break we're about to have.
Fair.
So we'll be right back after this break with questions that are more specific to each husband. Stay tuned.
Do you ever find yourself wading through your newsfeed on Facebook or Twitter, wishing you could just call someone up and ask, what do I really need to pay attention to here? Well, what if you could? I'm Mary Harris, the host of What Next, Slate's new daily news podcast. And every weekday morning, I'm going to be on call for you, taking you inside one story, going deep behind the headlines. What Next is news you're not going to get just scrolling through your phone. To listen, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
And we're back with the By the Book Husband Speak episode for season two. And we're back with our very special guests, Brad and Dean. So we have some specific questions for each husband now from our listeners. And let's start out with this comment for Dean. Kushla from New Zealand writes, "Please say hi to Dean for me. As a fellow Dunedinite, hearing him prompted me to finally write in, although I'm embarrassed to say that up until today, I thought you were Australian. Sorry, Dean."
No!
It must be because you've been in America too long. It's warped your beautiful New Zealand New Zealand accent.
It hurts so much, Kushla. That's not fair. That's not fair.
You find that to be like the most offensive thing in the world, don't you?
When people really think
you're Australian.
It's not just like a stereotype I saw on Flight of the Conchords like the
nope.
other way. Like,
it really is.
Very,
it hurts that bad.
Very much a thing.
Okay, but this might make you feel better, hon. Okay. Lisa writes, "Hi, Dean. I am a fellow Kiwi. My son is about to move to Wisconsin to attend grad school. Do you have any advice for a young Kiwi moving to the U.S.? What do you know now that you wish you'd known when you first moved to the U.S.?" So,
wow.
Asking for advice. That's a good
that
thing.
Is
does
a
that
good
make
question.
You feel better?
It does. Wow. I am kind of honored to be asked to provide this kind of advice. I think Wisconsin is a good choice because Kiwis typically are pretty polite. And the Midwest is a place where you need to be polite. If the gentleman in question was moving to New York, I would say toughen up.
Buckle up.
Exactly. Yeah. Stop saying hello to everybody. Stop saying excuse me. Stop saying thank you and you're welcome. Just like, yeah, seriously, it's a different thing. But Wisconsin, I think that'll fit pretty well. I was really surprised by how much everything costs. Oh my gosh, everything costs a lot of money. And then accents can be weird. A lot of people in the middle of the country struggle with like hearing some of the words that I use. And
you're
I
just
have to
basing
go over
that on
and
me
over again.
I can't
Are you serious?
Though?
Yeah.
People will just say like, I can't understand you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. My craziest story about this is I'm in a mattress store.
Nice.
In Virginia at the time. I'm in a mattress store and I would like to buy a bed. And the guy, I want to buy a beard. And the guy has a beard.
Yes.
And he spends 10 minutes like yelling at me that I can't buy his beard.
Does anybody listening understand the difference between these two words that Dean just said?
Wait, just say
we
them,
have to
say them
went
back
to buy a what at a mattress store?
Don't make beard.
Wait, no hand motions. Just say them back to back.
No hand motions. But I would tell you. No. Beard and beard.
No, okay, Dean.
What?
Those sound the fucking same,
they
dude.
They do not. I've got the headphones on. I can hear
Look
it.
Look at They're Cameron. Different. Even Cameron's cracking up.
I can't see
Wait,
Cameron.
Say them reversed.
Beard and bed.
I mean, I almost hear a hint of more. I hear more R coloring in
see,
one of them. So I'm
10
assuming
minutes
that's
of yelling
what you're
at
going
me.
For.
You could have worked it out. I'm in a store where all you can buy is beds.
Okay, but backtracking for
he
a second.
I was trying to grab
just a
by
second.
His beard.
You were saying people in the Midwest don't understand accents. Virginia, by the way, honey, is not actually
no,
a
no, I understand,
full fledged East Coast.
The guy in question was from the Midwest because he had
And a, I feel like he probably has some like in-laws from the Midwest you might be referring to.
Exactly. Mm.
Anyway, excuse me? back to the question. Another piece of advice to the young gentleman moving to the States is don't assume you know how to do anything. crazy story about move. The first time I moved in the U.S., in New Zealand, what you would do is you would go down to the local petrol station and you'd rent a trailer and you'd call four of your mates and you'd load it up with all your stuff and then you'd tow it behind your car to the next apartment and stuff. And that's not how you move here. That's not how you move here. You might rent a U-Haul. You might get a company to do that for you. And I had another friend who had come from New Zealand when I was there who went way out of his way to get a tow hitch put on his car and try and find a place. He could rent a trailer and invite his friends over to move his stuff. And it took forever. It was incredibly complicated. And he just wanted to do it the Kiwi way. And you got to let go of a bunch of that stuff when you move to a new country. And you've got to say, like, how does it work here? Don't be afraid to ask those questions. Like, hey, I'm moving apartments. Anybody got any advice for me? People are likely to tell you.
One last thing, hon, you didn't mention here. If you're a young man coming to the States, play up that accent with the ladies.
Well, that goes without saying. That accent, that accent is going to go a long way in Wisconsin all over.
Once they figure out what you're
the
saying,
continental
they're
going to
be real.
They're
going to
be all
exactly.
over your beard.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Stop sounding Australian, you two. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. All right. I've had enough of Dean, though. Okay? Kate has this question for Brad. We've heard Kristen and Jolenta say fuck a lot. We've heard Dean say what the fudge and douche nozzle. Brad, what kind of curse words do you use?
Fewer.
Yeah.
Do you ever swear? Actually, I don't feel like you swear very much.
I swear sometimes, but
he thinks about his words more than I would.
You know what I like to do, though, is I do use invectives towards people. I get angry, and so sometimes I'll just boo people.
The other day I was biking
down my street in Brooklyn, and a guy just tossed a coffee cup on the ground. Oh, and as I'm biking past him, I just go, boo! he noticed.
It has an impact. I'll say that.
I love that you did that. It works just as well, I think.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. You ready for another question? Amy says, Brad, Jolenta is clearly a connoisseur of reality TV. Do you like reality TV? What shows do you like to watch? Looking for recommendations.
Jolenta is definitely a connoisseur of reality TV. It's on in our house all of the time. And we have at this point like a two-screen system. We got the TV. We have the laptop. Somebody is watching something on one.
Hold on. Can I ask, does one of you have headphones on?
Well, usually one of us is watching a reality show and one of us is watching sports quietly on an iPad.
One person doesn't watch it with the sound on ever, is what she's trying to say. And the other person has to hear housewives yell at each other, so she has the sound on.
Oh, hold on. This is where you watch your hygge krogget, whatever.
I'll go to my hygge krog.
Oh, he'll go in the other room in his hygge krog and watch things on his iPad.
I don't know. What I've always had an issue with are reality shows like Housewives or like, you know, any of these shows where it's essentially just a scripted show. Like, it is producers telling these people, like, now we want you to do this. Now we're going to have you, like, call a friend and say, I think we should get dinner. Like, that's not what they're doing in their regular lives. Like, it's for the show. I love competition shows. Here's a plug.
By the way, Brett, you know you star in a reality show, right?
Yeah, wait, what the fuck?
Just a second.
It's much less scripted to me, though. You guys are actually doing
stuff.
Cameron
doesn't tell us what to do. He doesn't go get a cup of coffee
that's
now.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. One plug I will make is I like a lot of baking shows. Nailed It on Netflix just came out.
Oh,
that's really good. That's a reality show.
It's
really
funny.
Fun.
It is.
So I like reality
things. He likes mindless stuff, just his own version.
Yeah, my own trash.
All right. This is circling back to you in high school, honey. Rob wants to know, I'd like to hear more about Dean's D&D gaming as referenced in the tarot card episode. I listen with my significant other and we often discuss the gender perspectives. Perhaps unsurprisingly, I often empathize with the guys. So apparently part of his empathy is his interest in your D&D life.
Huh.
Are you active?
It's been a long time since I've played Dungeons & Dragons. Although we do have a bunch of friends who love playing games and there's been much talk of trying to get a D&D circle together and maybe playing the new version of the rules. I played for many years in New Zealand, though, probably 6 or 7 years as both player and dungeon master.
Do you wear robes?
I do not wear robes. That's LARPing. And
I know it's LARPing, but sometimes there's a robe or a cloak.
No. There was no robes or cloaks, and I was never crazy enough to paint my own miniatures. However, I did spend a long time looking at art stores for huge bits of grid paper and then designing dungeons and like castles and whatnot for my mates and I to like play adventures out in.
Dungeon Master you would do that?
Yeah. When I was Dungeon Mastering, I would absolutely love building the story and all of the traps and tricks and riddles and puzzles and maps and all that kind of stuff. I loved that stuff.
Is that a lot of work to play Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. There's a point where, like, you with your friends get immersed in one of your friends' psyches who's built a whole adventure. Like, think about writing a book, coming up with the setting, the characters, what's going to happen, and then leading your friends through this book as they sort of experience your imagination.
So the Dungeon Master is a lot like Jigsaw in the Saw movies.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that you just did that, Jolenta. She just brought it
right back. I haven't understood a thing that's been said in the last 5 years.
Yeah, Brad doesn't. Brad also hates my love of horror movies because he's genuinely afraid of them, so he also doesn't know what I'm referencing. Although one time I showed Brad the Babadook and I'd never seen him more scared.
I was just gonna like walk the streets for the rest of the night because I was too afraid to like lie in our bed.
We were in a bed and like the wind blew the window and it made like the teeniest noise and Brad jumped like 3 feet out of the air. Like, I've never seen. I know this is very off topic. Anyway,
but you do have to see a horror movie that was unbelievably good last year.
What?
Get Out.
Oh, I saw Get Out.
Oh, good. So you can see some horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Did it scare you?
Yes. Like, and I appreciated the funniness and the thinkingness, but like, I was jumping much more than the people next to me. Everyone else was just laughing.
He's a jumpy guy.
I scream too. And I also, during horror movies, as Dean knows this, I chew on my hands.
Mm-hmm. Brad does that too.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Just like the meaty part near your thumb?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, you did
he
that?
I've never chewed on my hands.
So weird.
It's weird. That's weird.
Thank you.
Guys are weird.
Don't
tell anyone I do that. I didn't know other people did that.
No, it says Dean, the one who like eats his cuticles off of his
leg. Brad also does that.
I only do that when I'm hungry.
You guys, my mom has given Brad good advice when it comes to picking off skin and eating it, which is everyone knows you just chew it for the texture and spit it out. You don't swallow it.
Words to live by.
Suzanne Greenberg, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think that's a good
bit of wisdom. That's a good way to end this show.
End this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Suzanne.
I guess that's it for our bonus episode of By the Book. Huge thank you to America's favorite husbands, Brad and Dean, for joining us. And thank you to all of our listeners who wrote in with such great questions.
Reminder, you can always reach us at 505-510-BOOK or write to us at buythebook@panoply.fm, or you can write to us on Twitter at Jolenta G, at Kristen Meinzer, or at buythebookpod.
Don't forget to also check out our Facebook community where you can talk to other listeners, share stories of following self-help books, and just share pictures of animals dressed in clothes.
We could not do this show without the great Cameron Drews. Cameron Drews, we love you. He's our producer.
Cameron.
He's the best. And our managing producer, Mia Lobel. Thanks also to Andy Bowers at Panoply. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Dean.
And I'm Brad.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hey, Brad.
Yes, Dean.
Stop it.
I'm so sorry.
You're out of control.
I'm sorry. You too? It's just your husband.
It's just me.
Please
no, your
do not.
Cannot stop me. Laughing.
No. He's silently encouraging Dean, but that's on Dean's.
That's because we're playing footsies.